Around noon, I decided to call Lewis Rosten. Lewis is my editor at the Citizen Reporter. He's a thick-skinned wordsmith out of the University of the South, Sewanee. He's 100% bite, no bark, and the prime mover behind this book. Also, he's my friend. It sounded like he'd just arrived at the office. Oaks, how's it going? Or isn't it? Where are you? Still up on Long Island, I said. You sound pretty chipper. Must have a pretty good headline going for today. It's pure rubbish, Ralston drawled, pure Mississippi. Speculation about this Joe Cubba cat up in Philadelphia. I talked with Ben Toy at the hospital last night, I said. I really think this might be something, Lewis. I read from my notes on Toy, filling in my own gut feelings. Jesus, Ralston yowled when I was finished. I was going to apologize for sending you up there in the middle of things down here. I just had this feeling about that doctor who called. Listen, Ralston said. Toy said I can't tell you when you first asked him who had hired Thomas Berryman. Yeah, but then he came right back and said he didn't know. It's hard to read, Toy. They have him on a ton of medication. Apparently he's kicked the shit out of some attendants. He's a pretty big boy. How'd they get him in there, anyway? You know, I don't know. I don't have all the details, anyway. He fell asleep on me last night. Rosten wasn't too happy with that one. When do you see him again? He wanted to know. I hope today. I made a few problems for myself last night. Looked at some hospital workups on Toy, got caught. Far, far away in Nashville, Rosten calmly puffed away on his pipe. Accidents, he muttered, will occur in the best regulated families. Mr. Charles Dickens, David Copperfield. Oakes, he went on in the same breath, please be careful with this. I sat at the motel desk and smoked a few more cigarettes. It was bright noon outside. Some little girls were having a high-diving marathon in the swimming pool. I went back over what I had and what I didn't have, point by point. Among other things, it occurred to me that I had absolutely no idea how or why the gunman from Philadelphia had been in Nashville. Not a clue. It also occurred to me that I had no idea what had happened to Thomas Berryman. I sat there, puffing tobacco, watching little girls play, wondering where Berryman was right at that very moment.